Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Appalachian Mandolin and Dulcimer by two wonderful musicians who passed way too soon, mandolinist Butch Baldessari and dulcimer player David Schnaufer. We heard Flop-Eared Mule. Appalachian Mandolin and Dulcimer is on Sound Art Records. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll examine the mandolin, a remarkably versatile instrument. It has played Baroque music, jazz, folk music from Italy and beyond, and of course, bluegrass. This week, we'll hear the mandolin in all these styles, but we'll open the program with the music most of us equate with the mandolin, bluegrass. Bill Monroe was the youngest of three brothers who played music. His big brother Birch took up the fiddle, his brother Charlie learned the guitar, and by the time Bill had a chance to play, all that was left was the mandolin. But for that, we are very fortunate. When Bill and Charlie began recording together, no one had ever heard the mandolin played like Bill played it. We'll lead off with Bill and Charlie Monroe from 1936 and the New River Train, Mandomania, on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love but one. Can't love but one and have any fun. No, darling, you can't love but one. Riding on a new river train. Riding on a new river train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love too. Darling, you can't love too. Can't love too when your little heart be true. No, darling, you can't love too. Riding on a new river train. Riding on a new river train, Lord. The same old train that brought me here and soon carried me away. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. You can't love three and still love me. No, darling, you can't love three. Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. Same old train that brought me here and soon gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love four. Darling, you can't love four. You can't love four and love me anymore. No, darling, you can't love four. Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train, Lord, Lord. The same old train that brought me here and it's too good to carry me away. Thank you. you can't love five. Darling, you can't love five. Can't love five and get honey from my beehive. No, darling, you can't love five. Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love sick. Darling, you can't love sick. Can't love sick, that kind of love won't mix. No, darling, you can't love sick. Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away.
Thank you. Right now, friends, Earl and I have a little number for you. Bury Me Beneath the Willow.
My heart is sad and I am lonely, thinking of the one I love. When shall I see him? Oh, no, never, till we meet in heaven above. Then bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree. So when he finds where I am sleeping, then perhaps he'll weep for me. Love me, how could I believe it true? Until an angel whispered softly, he will prove untrue to you. Tomorrow was to be our wedding. God in heaven, where is he? He's gone, he's gone to find another. He no longer cares for me. Then bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree. So when he finds where I am sleeping, then perhaps he'll weep for me.
It's that airmail special on the fly. Listen to the motors humming, see her streaking through the sky, like a bird that's flying homeward. It's that airmail special on the fly. Mountains over rivers deep and wide, like a mighty galleon for you. It's that airmail special on the fly. Over clouds so dark and stormy, over rugged peaks so high, carrying mail. It's that airmail special on the fly.
We're listening to the many different styles of mandolin this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Jim and Jesse McReynolds. Jesse, of course, was a revolutionary player as well with his cross-picking technique. That was Airmail Special from March 16th, 1953. And that's on the Bear Family Collection, Jim and Jesse, 1952 to 1955. And before that, we heard an air check from the Blue Sky Boys, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, sometime between September 1946 and March 1947, and we heard Bury Me Beneath the Willow with that really sweet mandolin sound. Blue Sky Boys on Radio, Volume 2. And before that, we heard from the Dallas String Band, which was made up of Coley Jones on the mandolin and a couple of other fellas. They were professional musicians, so they played an awful lot of different styles of music, and Hokum Blues didn't really sound much like a blues. It sounded more like a ragtime tune. But that's from Early Mandolin Classics, Volume 1 on Rounder Records. And before that, we opened up the show with a couple of Bill Monroe numbers. We heard Rawhide, recorded back in 1951, featuring Jimmy Martin on the guitar, Rudy Lyle on the banjo, Joel Price on the bass, Red Taylor on the fiddle, and of course, Big Mon himself on the mandolin. Rawhide is from the Music of Bill Monroe box set on MCA. And we let off that set with New River Train from the Monroe Brothers, What Would You Give, on Rounder Records from back in 1936. As I mentioned in the opening, the mandolin is a very versatile instrument. And in this next set, we're going to listen to some other music played on the mandolin. We're going to go back to 1928 and the Giovanni String Trio with a tune called Costumi Siciliani on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1523. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Appalachian Mandolin and Dulcimer from David Schnaufer and Butch Baldessari, and we just heard Wolves A-Howlin'. That's on Sound Art Recordings. And before that, we heard some classical music, actually some Baroque music. Vivaldi's Concerto in G for two mandolins, the third movement, the Allegro, was performed by the New London Consort under the direction of Philip Pickett. And before that, we heard some Irish music. Irish music on double-stringed instruments. Marla Fibbish and Jimmy Crowley from their recording The Morning Star. We heard Farewell to Whiskey, Jenny Lind, and Parnell's March, a couple of polkas and a slide. That's on their own record label. And we let off that set once again from the Early Mandolin Classics Volume 1 on Rounder Records. We heard Giovanni Giovale and his string trio with a tune that he wrote himself called Costumi Siciliani. That was from 1928. We are listening to mandolin music this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. David Grisman, of course, is probably our best-known mandolinist these days, and he's been very clear where his inspiration has always come from. One of the players who inspired him was a fellow named Rudy Cipolla. Rudy came from Calumbria, Italy, and he was born in 1901. He came to Oregon when he was 8 years old. His father was a guitarist and a mandolin player. He learned by ear. And he moved to L.A. and formed a group called the Argentine Trio in 1928. None of them were Argentinian. And we'll hear a radio transcription from 1937 from the Argentine Trio. Rudy passed away in January 2000 at the age of 99. Here's Rudy Cipolla and the Argentine Trio from 1937 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Music brings thoughts of dancing to the young senores and senoritas of the village, and as they choose partners in the courtyard, the little band begins a tango, La Provinciana. With time for a glass of the good red wine of the country, the ardent caballeros again signal to the musicians to strike up a dance tune. The little band plays Bonita Arumba. Thank you.
ago, a second lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after being overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with this darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms, she said, "Benny is his name." He said, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling, can't you please explain? So I won't feel so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red still, she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He said, "I've asked all the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down. Now about a little thing like this, I ordinarily wouldn't bother," he said, "but one thing I know about children, they got to have fathers. And as I look at Benny, I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't from me."
Peter Ostrushko from Buddies of Swing and Benny's Pennies from Heaven. Prudence Johnson on the vocals there. Peter, of course, on the mandolin. Butch Thompson on the piano. Johnny Gimble on the fiddle. Tim Hennessy on the guitar. Tom Lewis on the bass. And Red Maddox on the drums. From Buddies of Swing on Red House Records from Peter Ostrushko. And before that, from two mandolin giants, Tiny Moore and Jethro Burns. We heard Jethro's tune from Back to Back, a recording that was released on Acoustic Disc Records a couple of years back. Good stuff from Tiny and Jethro. And we let off that set with the Argentine Trio featuring Rudy Cipolla and a couple of Air Check tunes from back in 1937. That's from Rudy Cipolla, Portrait of an American Original, and that's also on Acoustic Disc Records. We're listening to mandolin this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. There aren't too many blues mandolinists, but probably the best was Yank Rachel. He played a lot with Sleepy John Estes. This is the Diving Duck Blues from Yank Rachel's recording on Random Chance Records. Yank Rachel on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The real war whiskey and I was a diving duck. Now the river was whiskey, I was a diving duck. You know I would dive to the bottom, never would come up. And I went to the railroad, I looked up at the sun. You know I went to the railroad, looked up at the sun. Now the train don't hurry, needs some walking done. Now a double look mellow, hanging upside your wall. Have you catch my jumper hanging upside your wall? Say you know by that I need my Azure home.
Thank you.
Those were the Ragtime Skedaddlers, and they're recording the latest popular mandolin and guitar music, and they were playing the tune that gave their band their name, A Ragtime Skedaddle, written by George Rosey back in 1899. Nick Robinson on the mandolin, Dennis Pash on the banjo mandolin, and Dave Crinkle on the guitar. That's on Mandophone Records. And before that, we heard from Yank Rachel from his recording on Random Chance Records, and we heard the Diving Duck Blues from Yank Rachel. Hope you've enjoyed our program looking over the different styles and different players of the mandolin. It's an extremely versatile instrument, and it's just wonderful to hear. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1523.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my